And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach, Fred Hall Show in Long Beach here. Been a great show, and we have a super panel here with you today, and Rock God Rick and I are hosting some fantastic people and a great live audience, so you stay tuned. Come on down to the Hyatt Regency right now. We have some great prizes to give away, and we're going to tell you all about it here right after break. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, having a great time here. Let's Talk Hookup app and network, and better, this is what I always like to say it, and live at the Fred Hall Show. Man, it is going full steam, and I think that this is the busiest I can remember being at the show. This has been a great, great
time. Yeah, yeah, you guys have been killing it at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth, huh?
It's been fantastic. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's no surprise. It's the best show there is, and it's probably the best deals we've had, and those two things often add up to just being crazy busy, and it really has been. We've been having a really good time.
Yeah, indeed. Bart Hall is here, and Bart, been a pretty darn good show so far, right?
What virus?
I want to state that Fisherman's Island Tackle is a coronavirus-free zone, so no problem. Come on in. We got you.
So they were asking me on TV the other day, what are you doing for safety? I said, well, we got hand sanitizers, but you got to remember, people here, they put their hand in a bait tank, and then they pick up a burrito and eat it. So, we're just kind of different.
And that's okay. That's good. But, yeah, it's been a fantastic – is this – 74th edition?
74 years.
Yeah, wow. 74 years awesome. Of Fred Hall shows here in Long Beach. Actually, in 74 years of Fred Hall shows in the L.A. County District, right?
Right. The Convention Center hasn't been here that long.
Yeah.
So, 74 years. We started in the Gilmore Stadium, 3rd in Fairfax, and moved to Pan Pacific Auditorium after that, and then Great Western Exhibit Center, the LA Sports Arena, and then finally here.
Wow, fantastic. And it's just been amazing. What's been the highlight of the show for you this year, Bart?
Oh, well, that's really interesting. I think just a lot of the new products, number one. I've seen, I really want to, that's great to see there's factories here introducing product that they would normally introduce at the trade show, and they're doing it here, and the fact, and all the deals. The line deals that's going on, and thank God we got everything going in that direction. The electronic seminar, that is, we really worked hard on that. Mike Lum and Joe Donatini worked really hard to put that together. We have a huge marine electronics section and great seminars going on. The quality of the seminar speakers this year, from the Dave Hansen Experience down to Guy Jeans and the fly fishing, it's just incredible. And I just think, the Hobie 360 on the lagoon.
That's cool.
All this stuff. I watched a guy from my window going in circles. He was like smiling from ear to ear. It's so much good stuff going on in fishing right now. We've had great years. The factories have stepped up. This is probably the best looking show I've ever been associated with. And
the amount of boats. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acres of boats.
Acres of boats.
Acres
They're
of
everywhere.
Boats.
Yeah. Arena and in the main hall. And just like the show is enormous.
And that arena, since they redid it several years ago, is just so much nice. It's pretty,
Yeah.
If you want to show your boat, that's a great place to showcase your boat. It looks better there than it does in your showroom.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
No doubt about it. Well, part of the fun of doing this live broadcast here at the Hyatt Regency is having a great panel of guests. And by the way, if you want to come and join us, still plenty of room, plenty of seats. Come on down. Hyatt Regency is right next to the convention center, and you can actually get here early, get a parking spot, come down, enjoy the show, win some great prizes, and then go into the show at 10 o'clock and enjoy such an amazing experience at the Fred Hall Show this year. So come on down and join us. If you enter the lobby of the Hyatt Regency, just walk toward the lobby, and you'll see escalators. Just come down the escalators. You'll see us here in the Sea View Rotunda, right next to the pool area of the Hyatt Regency here. But Ted Tebow from Gamakatsu is with us. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, it's been an amazing show for Gamakatsu, right? You guys are practically giving the store away.
Well, first and foremost, to go back to what was being said earlier, is the fact that we've really stepped up our presence here as well. We went from a 10-foot booth to 20-foot. We went through and introduced a new display to everyone so we could really showcase the product. And so we felt that's really important to have that display. But talking to the deals, it's been incredible. One of the things that we're offering here at the show is buy two, get one free.
So doesn't happen. That's Gamakatsu.
No.
That's our highest-end hook.
That's on any hook you make.
That's correct. So it's either our 25-pack, which is our value pack, or the loose pack. So you buy two of those packages, you come down to the booth, show us your proof of purchase, and we'll give you a package for free. Now, that's while supplies last, and it's limited to the quantities and what we have on hand. You're not necessarily going to get the exact same hook you purchase because we can't bring that many hooks down here. But we've tried to make sure we've got the most popular hooks available for most of the fisheries.
That's cool. And if you're one of the first X number, what's the number?
Well, what we did is we decided to go ahead and do something on top of that. So we've got the first 40 people that show up each day taking advantage of that. Buy two, get one free. Gets one of our free dry bag backpacks, and this is valued at $20, and so it's a really nice bag. It's got Velcro top on it. It rolls down. I mean, it's sweet.
Yeah, they're nice. So that's for the first 40 that bring their receipt to order, purchase at one of the retailers here at the show.
Correct.
And then And then bring the receipt over to you.
That's correct. And it's been kind of a mad rush.
We every morning it's a rush. Like you can bet that the first handful of people at the register are all like, where are your Yamakatsu hooks at? Like, oh, they're right over here.
And, yeah.
Well, it's something we kind of just decided to do.
I love it.
Sometimes you go for things like this, and it's been really good. So we encourage people to take advantage of it. And, again, that's while supplies last. So we're doing we got a lot of folks coming over.
It's been fun on the tackle store side because guys will come in and snatch it up and like, okay, I'm out of here. Where's Gamakatsu? I'll come back and do the rest of my shopping later, but I want to, you know, they
get that
all butt to the booth. Yeah, the first 40.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
And you say they go quickly.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. And then we're starting a new monthly newsletter. And so if you sign up for our newsletter, all you have to do is give us your email address, sign up for our monthly newsletter. We'll have new product, a lot of different information we'll be putting out, and you can get another free pack of hooks.
All right.
That's cool.
Oh, that's cool. That's pretty fantastic. So that's either at Fisherman's Landing Tackle or Turner's Outdoorsman. We'll honor both of those deals, right?
Yes. Turner's is redeeming the free package in the booth, so they'll do that within the booth, but you still bring
in their
receipt
booth.
Back. Yeah, exactly. That's how they've chose to do it. But
yeah.
They still can bring their receipt back, show it to us.
And show it to you, and you'll get the backpack.
That's
correct. If you get there in time.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Dan. Craig Schumann from the Department of Fish and Wildlife is here. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, Craig. Good morning. Great to see you guys. Thanks for having me back.
You brought your protection squad with you, right?
As always. Those are the experts.
They got your back.
Yeah, the real experts. Actually, no, yeah, you've got quite a panel here to help us out and with questions, right?
I do. So if we get into any of the specifics, our law enforcement folks, they are the experts. And I'll put a plug in. If you go by our booth at 1511, 1514, pick up a warden stamp. Support our wardens. It's a great thing to do.
Yeah. You know, what's a warden stamp?
Warden stamp, it's $5. This year it's a beautiful Dorado or Mahi-Mahi. Each year they're $5. You buy one, stick it on something, and the money goes straight to our law enforcement division.
Wow, that's fantastic. To kind of help the officers and keep them around, right?
Exactly.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
I'm bummed to not that I didn't know that, but I'd do that for sure, too.
I'll show you one at the break.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's at the DFW booth, which is a...
At the DFW booth in the 1500 row, we've got full license sale capabilities. We've got all sorts of materials, freshwater, saltwater, invasive species. I went by there yesterday. A lot of folks going by. Thinking about the question of Bart, best thing about the show, I was fortunate enough to wander around a bit yesterday. And just the people.
Yeah.
Smiles on the faces, the kids, big, old, and young. Just great to see the interactions, the discussions. Really enjoy being here.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's cool. And you're in the Marine Division of the DFW, right?
Yeah, so I'm the Marine Region Manager, so I get the whole ocean.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's your zone.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, not much.
Yeah, and nothing
not
really going on. Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't have to deal with the mountain lions and the bears and the coyotes.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I got to tell you, when I asked for pictures to be sent in, you know, everyone sends a nice picture of themselves. Everyone over there sent nice pictures. And his has this giant Dorado.
Attaboy.
With his son next to him. It was very cool.
That's how you know you're talking to the right guy.
Talking to the right guy.
Yeah. For sure. And, of course, Rob from Suarez from Kingfisher Charters here. Good morning, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, Pete. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Seth is kind of down in the weather, huh? He's up in Sitka, but he's got you filling in for him down here.
Yeah, I've been with Kingfisher for a bit and been doing shows with him for about 24 years, I guess. So it's been a long time, but we always enjoy being here for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So Kingfisher booth has been busy. You're booking trips. Are there any spots available?
You know, we have a few left, but we feel the same. It's just been incredibly busy. The first day I was taking reservations and trying to update the office with what I was taking, and I couldn't text the text quick enough, and I have to talk to someone else. So no,
that's
it's
so
really
cool.
Good. Yeah,
but you can actually book a trip right in the booth there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you you'll tell them the availabilities, when what's going on, what's happening, and get them right into a spot for Kingfisher in 2020.
Yeah, you bet. And we've been booking trips into 2021. So if you've got trips out into the future you want to do, we can do it.
You guys provide such the perfect Alaska experience, and it's so easy. You know, I mean, there's no hoops to jump through, and like, it's one of those things when you buy your ticket, like, just everything is handled from somebody, you know, waiting for you at the airport, and you can't, there's nothing that you can't do right there. You know, provide the gear, and provide the rain gear, and provide the tackle, and provide the fishing, and the fish processing, and I mean, it's no surprise how busy you guys have been lately. It's just it's a no-brainer.
We appreciate that, yeah. You know, Seth, it really goes to him. He's just really all these years put together a package and just tried to always improve it and just really dialed it in.
It is a first-class outfit and a first-class accommodation. So a friend of mine is going with us this year, and he was all nervous. Well, I'm going to fly on your flight, and I'm going to do this. And I go, you don't need to worry about it. If you get there before me, after me, just look for the Kingfisher sign, and everything's handled.
Yeah, you need to get yourself to the Sitka Airport.
Yeah,
and until your trip is over, you don't need to worry about anything.
Yeah. They'll tell you when to get up, when to eat breakfast, when to go fishing.
That's the
beauty of it. It's a great eat, sleep, fish, and catch a lot of fish in Alaska experience. So, yeah, great show here for you today. And, of course, your audience participation is important to us. See Gary or Roger there and get a card in and step up to the mic and ask a question, make a comment about the show. This is your show, so thanks for coming, and it certainly make a big part of Let's Talk Hookup is our audience, too.
No doubt about it. We're going to have a great show, and we want to hear from you. If you're on the road heading up to Fred Hall this morning, want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. And not only are we talking all kinds of great fishing info with a killer panel of guests today, we have also got a couple of great prizes for everybody that made the trek up here to the Hyatt Regency. First stand-up mic question winner at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. So a great opportunity. It's a brand new frame. It's called the Southern Cross. It's a soft matte kind of khaki and brown frame. It's got that great new Maui green lens and, of course, that super
Love
thin
that.
Maui Jim glass. I was talking to Steve Pinard yesterday, and they have such a cool display of Maui Jims at Dana Landing.
The Flying Jimmy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is
over 300 pairs of Maui Jim.
I say it's hundreds and hundreds of glasses. It's a really good one. And he said that the Maui Jim has been really strong this year. So
absolutely.
So always stoked to see that. But, yeah, somebody's going to get a brand new pair of Maui Jims just for stepping up to the microphone this morning. And in addition to that, we've got a bonus prize. Another lucky winner who stands up to the mic at the end of the day is going to win a Gamakatsu pack. Thanks to Ted and Rick here, you're going to get one of those Gamakatsu backpacks, and it's going to be loaded with an assortment of different Gamakatsu hooks, so a really cool prize for another lucky stand-up-to-the-mic question. Again, if you want to talk to us on the mic here, just see Gary, see Roger, or give us a call, 833-288-0973.
Hey, and also I might add, for our audience, we have a lot of great prizes that we've already started giving away. We have Shimadatorium 20 reel to give away.
Nice.
We have an Anza fillet knife to give away, a handmade fillet knife, and a lot of Shimano jigs to give away, a lot of AFCO product, and a lot more. So thanks for coming, and you're going to be hopefully rewarded for some great stuff.
You got it, man. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Corrado and SLX DC. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com. It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hook up! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up Live in Long Beach. It is the middle of the Fred Hall Show, the best show on earth. We're having a great time this morning, buddy.
Is this the middle of the end? The sort of? It's like kind of like we're headed for the finish.
The beginning of my favorite day. I love Saturday. Saturday's a great day.
It's a big day.
It's the longest day. It's the most seminars. It's crazy deals. It's getting to see the majority of our buds, you know, that come up to the show and families. And today is my favorite of all the days.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And Frank Lopresti is here. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Bart, rest of the crew.
Been a great show, right?
Excellent show.
Yeah.
Great show. And like Rick says, it's more about seeing everybody and getting to shoot the breeze with everybody.
Sure.
Totally.
Seeing the amazing deals that are out there for the folks.
Yeah, no
doubt. And in that realm, we got to talk about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Absolutely.
So, as you know, Pete, this is our yearly raffle. We have $30,000 in prizes.
Right.
And the tickets are $10. Now, you can go up and buy a $10 ticket. But I urge people to bring their checkbook because, as you know, we're a 501c.
Yep.
So if you want to buy $50 worth of tickets, you buy five tickets. Then you're entered into a drawing for a two-speed Makaira and a 775 XXH CalStar rod.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So that's a pretty good
one. So just by buying five or more tickets.
That's correct.
Wow, you get into that drawing. Pretty fast.
Now, in addition to that, there's a silent auction item for United Composites 900 Reaper Rod. Have you seen those?
I have. Yeah, they every day they bring like an extra five to the booth, and just like that Gamakatsu bag, they're gone.
And I got one.
Yeah, you did. They're gone in like the first 5 minutes. They're very
beautiful.
Popular. Yeah.
And I'm going bass fishing for that baby. very
That's
soon.
That's great.
Anyhow, there's a silent auction for that.
Oh, okay.
And then there's Spin the Wheel.
Yes.
Okay.
Spin the Wheel Super.
$10, $20 spin. And the prizes up there are amazing.
Yes.
Okay. You can get half day tickets, three quarter day trip tickets. There's 500. No, that's one of the grand prizes. There's all kinds of assorted tackle prizes.
Yeah, lots of big tackle.
Cutlery, all kinds of stuff.
And the other thing, too, is if you want to get some more tickets for the grand raffle, that's a great way to spin the wheel multiple times because a lot of the prizes
on the $20 ticket, I believe you get a raffle ticket also.
Yes, yeah.
Okay? So it's a great deal, and you know what? We're really making a dent in getting to the young people out there fishing.
Yes, we are.
It is so fun down there. You get down to the landing, and it's just amazing to see the enthusiasm in these kids' faces about going fishing.
Yeah.
So we need to do a better job than we're doing. We haven't really put a dent into it. When you walk around and see how many kids are walking around playing games with those little phones and everything else, the enthusiasm in the kids' faces when they've got a fishing rod in their hand and they're picking a sardine out of the bait tank, far greater than watching them play with their iPads and everything else.
So, no doubt about it.
So you're doing yourself a great deed, and you got a chance to win a very, very nice prize by buying tickets or spinning the wheel in the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea booth. In addition to that, you get to deal with Roy Rose.
Exactly.
Roy Rose is there? The
Roy
one
Rose
only?
Is there all day. He will make you laugh. You'll probably get a gut ache by the time you leave.
Captain okay? Roy. And, of course, the Rollo booth is back by the Sporting Chef Cafe, right, Bart?
Yes, it is. It's closer to the Akuba freshwater bass tank.
Okay. Yeah. So it's in the main arena toward the back corner there.
You want to walk in, and then you want to hang a right, and it's when you get down, when you can't go any farther, start looking around.
Okay. keep your ears open, because you'll hear Roy.
Yeah, you'll hear Roy.
Hear Roy, and you hear the wheel, too. A lot of excited people winning.
Spinning that big wheel.
Yeah. And if you
thank
want,
you, you guys.
And if we want to see Frank Lopresti and book a trip on the Royal Polaris at the Shogun.
Right there at the Fisherman's Landing booth.
Yeah, and you're booking trips on the Royal Polaris.
Oh, yeah. Royal Polaris and the Shogun.
And the Shogun, yeah. And Renee and Paul are both there.
Paul is there now. Renee has gone back to San Diego. We're in the middle of maintenance.
Working on
there's
the boat.
A ton of maintenance to do. And
yeah.
Royal Polaris is on an ecology trip, and it leaves next Saturday on an 18-day trip.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. Now, I might also add that Paul and Renee are going to be on the program from the studio next Saturday. So if you want a chance to talk to both of the captains of
really
the Shogun,
cool.
That's going to be a great show next
Saturday.
They're
doing a remarkable job.
Yes.
It's really good to see the enthusiasm of two young skippers that have got an opportunity that they're taking advantage of.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. Thank you,
Rick.
Thank you. And, yeah, support Friends of Rollo and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Whatever you want to call it, just support it, because they are a great organization that we really do take kids fishing.
But, Pete, you know, on that raffle, when they spin the wheel and they put their money in, everyone wins a prize on every spin, and it's worth what you paid.
Yes.
It's not like there's a blank zero.
No. There's the
every time you put that money in, you're getting back, and you're donating. It's wonderful.
It's a great deal. Hey, let's go ahead and get the step up of the mic going. Refugio from Laverne is here. Refugio, thanks for coming. I know you come every year, and it's always appreciate you seeing you.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
I've got a question for the DFW people. Hopefully they're not going to get angry with me. That they do have their warrants, their wardens here. But really, it's going to be a friendly question. As we're all aware, there's been a lot of criticism. Now, the fishing licenses have really skyrocketed. There's been a tremendous decline in the sale of fishing licenses. Now, I read recently on the Western Outdoor News that the DFW has come up with a proposal for enhancing the fishing interest. My question is, can you touch on what's in that proposal, highlights of the proposal, and in particular, the position that the DFW is now taking on the 365-day fishing license?
Great question. Thank you. And there's no unfriendly questions here. We're all friends here, so please don't be shy asking the tough questions. So we have just released what we're calling our R3 strategy. So that's recruitment, retention, reactivation. The goal of that is to get more people fishing and hunting in California. This is a nationwide program. California just released our strategy. We have full-time staff dedicated to working on that. One of the components of that strategy highlights the 365 license. That is a legislative piece, so I can't speak to that because that's outside of, it's above my pay grade. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that in the coming years because it's part of that broader strategy. Other things we're doing, I know on the marine side, we're looking at reinvigorating our ocean fishing workshops. So that's something we did a couple of years ago where we brought new fishermen, new kids out to the water, partnered with the sport fishing fleet, got them out there, taught them how to fish. We want to do that again. We ran into some logistical difficulties. We want to really set that up, partner with folks like CCA, and really get that going again to teach people how to fish, show them, get them off their screens and tablets, get them back out in the water.
Fantastic. And you mentioned CCA. CCA has been a great partner with Department of Fish and Wildlife, right?
Most definitely. I want to give a huge shout-out to Wayne, who's out there in the back. He's been tremendous. You know, over the years, the department and our constituents and our anglers, we haven't always seen eye to eye. Mm-hmm. I think we've really turned a corner on that and have found that, working collaboratively, we can get so much more done than working confrontationally. We've got some great examples of that. The sheephead fillet length we did last year, that's something that industry came to us with and said, hey, we'd really like to get a fillet length for sheephead. Our response was, it's not really a priority for us right now. SAC came back to us, Ken Frankie came back to us, said, you know what, how about if we put the resources in to do it? We couldn't say no. We put the biologists out there. They put the bodies on the boats. We went out there, cut a bunch of fish, did the science, went to the Fish and Game Commission. Now we've got a fillet length.
Fantastic. Cool. All right. Refugio, thanks for coming. While we're on that subject of working collaboratively and working with CCA and the Department of Fish and Wildlife, let's talk about artificial reefs. You smile at that because that's been a challenge, right?
It has. So we have a long history of artificial reefs in California, and we have a long history of neglecting them. We have no funding for that program. So we've started a survey. So if you go by the department's booth, we have a survey there that you can pick up, fill out. We want to hear from anglers. What are you doing at artificial reefs? What are you catching there? One of the themes you'll probably hear from me today is I'm really thinking long term. What's for the next generation and the generation after that? It's pretty easy to put rocks in the water, put stuff in the water. It's really hard to take it out if it doesn't work. So let's do an inventory of what's out there. Are those reefs working the way they're supposed to? Where do we want to put reefs in the future and for what purpose? Is it for mitigation? Is it for protection? Is it for enhanced recreational opportunities? Is it for all of the above? And then where do those new reefs fit in the broader spatial context of offshore renewable energy, offshore marine aquaculture, traditional uses, all these things that are coming on the horizon? Let's take a broad plan and not just kind of start throwing stuff out there ad hoc.
One of the things I might mention is that the artificial reefs have been successful in Texas, Louisiana, Florida, all of the Gulf Coast, everywhere. They've been proven very, very successful. Why is California making it so difficult to build artificial reefs?
Well, we're California. and I'll leave it at that. We have a very diverse suite of ocean uses. We have very strict environmental laws. And I also think it's important to really be thoughtful about what we want to do with the artificial reef program and think long term. And if we look back at our history, you know, we threw train cars in the water. There's toilet reefs. There's all sorts of tire reefs. So there's all sorts of stuff we've done that at the time may have seemed like a good idea. Mm-hmm. We look back on it now and going, God, what were those guys thinking when they dumped a bunch of tires out in the ocean?
Yeah.
I don't want them thinking that about us.
No.
10, 15 years from now, going, wow, what were those guys thinking when they dumped all that stuff out there? So
sure.
Let's be thoughtful and do it right.
Yeah, for sure. And like, for example, they're destroying a bridge here in Los Angeles very, very soon. That would be perfect artificial reef material, right?
Well, that's a good question. Would it be perfect? How do we know that that material would be the perfect reef material?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Should it be metal? Should it be concrete? Should it be natural quarry rock? Should it be seasoned rock? All of these questions we should be answering, and we can do that with scientific studies and really think long term of what is the right material to put out there. What happens to that material once you put it out there? A lot of reefs we found may not be there anymore because they've sunken in and they're gone. So are we just kind of using the ocean as a trash dump because after 5-10 years that stuff's gone? Now that's a kind of a social, biological, and policy question.
So if you could help with that cause by going by and taking the survey.
Most definitely. Take the survey. We want to get more information and certainly something on our long-term radar.
All right. Very good. All right. Good stuff. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob from Simi Valley has a question. Bob, thanks for coming down to the Hyatt Regency Long Beach. You still have time to come in down and join us here at the Hyatt. It's right next to the convention center right at the end of the 710 freeway. So
not only get in on the fun, but get in on the prizes, man.
The prizes,
you weren't kidding during the break. There's some serious raffles going on.
Heck yeah.
What's up, Bob?
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Great.
Got a couple of questions. One, you know, there's a lot of hook manufacturers out there, and I was hoping that you could enlighten us a little bit what makes Gamagatsu better than the rest. And the other question that I had, as far as Sitka goes, right, that's where you're at?
Yes.
What part of the year would give you the best chance to get the most diverse take of different types of salmon species?
Both great questions.
Yeah.
Ted?
Really good question. You know, it starts with the high-carbon steel that we use. We use the finest high-carbon steel that's manufactured in the world. I mean, that's really the best way I can put it. The craftsmanship and the quality, the attention to detail in our factory and through all of our processes is truly incredible. I just don't get calls with people having hook failures, having issues. The sharpness of the hooks, I think, are legendary. That process is proprietary, so I can't really speak to it, but I will say that it really starts with the steel that we use. That high-carbon steel is really what sets Gamakatsu apart. From
just everybody. A better grade.
It is. It's just
and that's why they're
grade.
Just a better hook.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. And Robert?
Yeah, well, that is a question we get a lot of, you know, because you make that long track, you want to get as much diversity in salmon you can. So the first question I usually ask a guest when they, you know, are asking that is, do you have a preference for king salmon? Do you have a preference for silver salmon? Because limits do change sometimes, and, you know, that middle of the season can, you can still catch a lot of kings the latter half of the season, but you may not be able to keep them. So if you have a preference for kings, you know, that later trip in June is a good time. In fact, the Let's Talk Hookup trip is a good time, kind of getting right into the start of the silver run. So you know, personally, I love king salmon, so that would be my preference. But, you know, getting into July and August, the silvers just get bigger and bigger. So probably your best diversity, I guess, if you wanted a lot of salmon, you know, you get into that latter half of the season, it's just possible and likely you won't be able to take a lot of kings is the thing. So.
Yeah. So speaking of king salmon, how's the abundance look this year with limits and such like that?
It's a little higher than last year, so we're really anticipating a good catch rate this year. So we're excited about that. So it will open up the limits a little bit more into July, but, you know, not like they are in May and June, how they prioritize May and June for king salmon.
Yeah. So you get one per day with max of three per year when you come up in June?
That's correct.
May and June, yeah. Mm-hmm. You still have spots available in May? Because May's a popular spot.
You know, it was really popular this year, and we are sold out. In fact, we opened up a couple more trips. We had a captain just get a boat, so we're happy to introduce that. And we opened those trips up, and they sold so quickly.
Wow. Great. What about June? Anything available?
We have a few in June, yeah. So, you know, it's obviously a bigger month. We open up the 20th of May, so there weren't quite as many trips in May to sell. So we do have a little bit more in June because of that. But, yeah, if you're looking for a June trip, come by and see.
What about the non-salmon stuff? I mean, is there a better time of year for halibut and rock cod and ling cod and all that kind of stuff?
That's pretty consistent all summer long. So, you know, there's really... I couldn't really say that one month is better than the next, but, you know, as the summer progresses, those halibut do start to move in from the deep, so, you know, there could be a little bit higher volume, but we do catch a lot of the bigger fish early on in the season. So.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I like
all
it.
Right. Very good. Like the Iron Man's big fish.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? How big was that thing? You were on the boat when it caught.
I was, yeah. It was 360.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a
nice one.
And it weighed, you know, and 360 hanging on a scale, which, you know, like a big tuna, sometimes the an estimated weight versus what they actually weigh hanging on the scale have a lot of variance. So,
oh yeah,
that 360, I think by the book weight was like 430 pounds.
So wow,
it was an amazing catch, and Gary kicked
big
the butt, man. It was pretty cool.
That's a big fish for sure. All right, thanks for coming down to the Hyatt. Let's go ahead and jump into the telephone call.
You got it. Well, there's no way that I'm going to say where this caller is from, because it's Al from Topanga, regardless of where
wow.
he's at now, which
Wait
is
a
Columbus,
minute.
Ohio.
The Al from Topanga we haven't heard from for years?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Good morning, Al.
Hey, Al.
Good morning, guys. P. Rick, Bart, Frank, Coach Gary, and Roger, and also... a guy I'm sure is in the audience, Steve from L.A.
Yeah, for sure. Nice to hear from you, Al.
With the guys from Kingfish. Because since I moved up to back to this place where the salmon and tuna fish are crummy, I haven't been to Alaska, so I don't know.
Well,
I got you. Well, Al, it's certainly great to hear from you, and I know everybody's thinking about you, and hopefully we can get you back out here to where the better tuna fishing and salmon fishing is, Al, and it's certainly great to hear from you.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Al. Appreciate that.
All right. With that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Come see Don and Heidi at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show in the Ann's and Knives booth. Well, they have all the top-of-the-line fillet knives on sale, including the popular Bluefin and the entire Fish Pro series. The Let's Talk Hookup listeners get a special discount. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and for hunting. Come by and see the Anza Knives gang at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show today, and you can get hooked up on that killer deal. And let's head on south, talk to the cast man, Richard Castanader from Cast Doors. What's up, cast man?
Hey, boys. How you guys doing? Sounds like you guys are having some fun there at the Hyatt. Unfortunately, Pete, I couldn't make it. I got kidnapped after the show. Don't pay the ransom. I'm out. I'm free. So everything's good.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But anyway.
All right, Cassman.
Anyway, listen, good show. My voice is going to be cracking up here a little bit just from talking to a lot of folks. And but the report coming from the Baja is pretty slow right now. But there's some good stuff happening in Loretto with the yellowtail. Looks like it's going to be a really good season there. They're catching some nice quality fish in between the north winds. And, you know, those north winds blow during the winter, and usually by end of March, early April, those winds are over, and then they get some beautiful flat waters there. And so I think it'll be really, really a good time when we get down there for our Loretto Rumble with Let's Talk Hookup. May 3rd to 7th, and that should be a really, really good, fun trip over Cinco de Mayo, so you know we're going to be celebrating. And I've got three rooms left, Pete. We sold one here this week, a couple of days ago, Wednesday at the show. And so we got three rooms left. Down in Ixtapas de Huentenejo there, fishing really improved when I was there a week and a half ago with our group. They're averaging 1 to 2 sailfish per day per boat per day. They're also getting a few blue marlin in mix, but what really turned on, and this, since we've been there, was the clarity of the water on the inshore, and getting some nice roosters, big 20, 25-pound jacks, and sierras, so some really good fish going out and fishing going on there. Down in the Cabo there, around the Sea of Cortez there, around San Jose del Cabo, it's been a little mixture of tuna, a few Dorado, so it's still just starting to come back again. I think once we start getting into April, May, we'll see a little better fishery there as things, like I say, once those north winds start to come down. But that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to join us, join Pete and I on that Loretto Rumble, May 3rd to 7th, three rooms left. Either give me a call or stop by the booth, booth 120, and we can chit-chat about that. Otherwise, you can give us a call at 800-593-6510. Or check us on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll see everybody at the show today.
Castman, I went by the booth, I think, three different times yesterday, and you had a small crowd around you. I know it's been a very popular spot, and everybody wants to talk to Cast about going fishing somewhere cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Castman holding court, so go by and be a part of the court and see the Castman. He's right behind Jason, the Let's Talk Hookup booth and the Fisherman's Processing booth and the Kingfisher booth,
right behind
Kingfisher Charters. So can't miss them, for sure. Thanks,
yeah,
Cashman. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
we'll
Pete,
see you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I might add that I'm heading back to Colombia with another one of our Cast Tours groups to fish those giant peacocks. So I'm going to be gone for the next 2 weekends. So I'll give you a fresh report on the Colombia trip when I get back.
All right. Hey, well, good luck on the Columbia trip, and take care of our buddy Steve Pinard and Patrick G, for sure. Have a great time.
Right,
thanks, Castman.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more stand-up mic questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
All right, let's talk about great product from Shimano. And here at the Fred Hall Show, there's quite the deal on Power Pro and Shimano reels, right?
They killed it this year. All of the cool reels from Shimano have amazing line deals, and the Power Pro booth has been crazy. They have their line machines on hand and winding Power Pro while you wait. I know Tranks and Trinidad and Talica, and, you know, a lot of the high-end spinning reels are getting filled with the Max Quattro by Power Pro, Speedmasters, Toriums, you know, things like that.
Those and they're getting, all on sale.
All on sale, all getting, you know, best prices of the year you're going to find in the reels, and getting that free Power Pro. I think, the value on buying a Tranks 500 at this show, you save like, I think $100-$120 off of what you would be if you're, you start to factor in the cost of line and the discounts on the reel. It's crazy how good and the public has responded. It has been the best sales we have seen because the deals are so good.
Yeah, so time to buy your Shimano reels and get your Power Pro fill up right here at the Fred Hall Show.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Corrado and SLX DC reels. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used Shimano products for years and knows your needs. Come visit our most spectacular booth in our history. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here live at the Hyatt in Long Beach, getting ready for the big day of the Fred Hall Show today.
All right. Thanks to our great Let's Talk Hookup helpers here, Dave, giving away all the great stuff. And, of course, Roger and Gary and Dr. Bob's been a big help. And Tommy P. went home, but he just couldn't take it anymore. He was just
getting beat up by the rest of your crew.
I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah, for sure. But thanks to all the crew for helping out in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Hey, great panel here, and let's go ahead and talk to Don in Woodland Hills. He's here at the Hyatt Regency. Good morning, Don.
What's up, Don?
Good morning. Hey, thanks for putting together such a great panel here, and I always love talking to the folks from the DFW. I like to get out lobster fishing usually only once a year. It's usually on the front side of Catalina. And the last couple of years, I noticed that there's a lot of boats that are running at night without their lights, and I'm hearing that they're poaching. So I was wondering what the DFW does to restrict that.
So this is where the expertise from our wardens will come in. But we have patrols that are out there. They work extremely hard to make sure that those that are not following the rules are held accountable for that. In terms of specifics, I know we've got a number of patrols. Assistant Chief Stepanek is stepping up to the mic, and he can probably answer this a lot better than I can.
Hey, Chief, thanks for joining us here.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having us up. So that's a great question. I don't know the total details of whatever he was reporting, but typically, we do find people occasionally operating at night with their lights off. That's a violation of navigational codes and stuff.
Sure.
Definitely something we can interact with. So it's not our primary duty, but something we'll work with. When it comes to poaching in general, we have six large patrol boats off the coast, as well as you know, several smaller short-range vessels that we use for patrol, and we operate at night quite frequently. So, unfortunately, there's 1,100 miles of coastline, and it's hard to be there, you know, every place at the same time. So, what we, you know, we do encounter poaching quite a bit. It happens from time to time. But probably the most important thing to bring up here is CalTIP is a good opportunity to, you know, get that information to us as quickly as possible. The other thing is there's the WeTIP application and the CalTIP application on the department's website. Those are probably the quickest way to get it to us.
Yeah.
The CalTIP line goes through dispatch, and if there's an officer in the field, that's how it would get to that person. We just, you know, we'd really like the public to engage in that kind of reporting through that application or the CalTIP line.
No doubt about it. And one thing I will say from personal experience, because I do love to go lobster fishing, and I know Rick does too,
sure,
is Department of Fish and Wildlife does an excellent job managing that resource. Of all the different resources we have, certainly the watchful eye is on lobster. And I can tell you firsthand from being fishing Catalina, fishing wherever we fish, DFG is, or DFW is on that, and been stopped several times and checked several times and never been checked for other things other than lobsters. So you guys are doing a good job with that, and the resource shows it. The resource seems to be healthy.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Good
so,
to hear.
One thing I want to bring note to is the legal size. And if there's ever a question in whether that lobster is legal or not, what should you do?
Err on the side of caution.
Because it's not your gauge that you have on your boat. It's the officer's gauge, right?
Yeah. So ultimately, yeah, that's the that's how that's going to play out. Absolutely.
You know,
most of our gauges are calibrated. We don't calibrate them on a regular basis, but they come from the factory calibrated. You know, we have a couple that we recommend. I would, you know, that would be something I would, you know, ask the public to deal with somebody local.
Okay.
There's a lot of them out there. I'm not going to, you know.
Sure. You could come by the booth.
Go by the booth. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a bunch of them at the show.
Yeah.
Great opportunity to get some hardware there. But, if you even think it's, we call them clickers.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that gauge definitely slides over that, and it's real close. I would err on the side of caution and release it.
If the eyes wiggle, throw it back.
Yeah.
We
right?
get that question all the time, guys. Well, you put the gauge on them and it fits, you know, like I've got to force it on, but I can force it on. And that's one that you would just say, man, err on the side of caution and let it
right.
go away.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, it's a good thing to bring caution to, is the gauge, the thickness of the gauge is of the measuring device. The thicker it is, the less it may not fit between the eyes properly, and ultimately that may be a smaller, the lobster may in event, you know, end
yeah, sure.
up being shorter, yes.
Yeah.
So the thinner the gauge, the more accurate you are on the measurement.
All right. Great. Good information.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Chuck? Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. Sounds like you're having a great time down there. You know, I got two things. The artificial reef thing. The cement poles are always a good hit down here by us in Dana Wharf. And then when I had that boat from you guys, we fished the wreck off Encinitas, and the sunken ship was really good, too. So, you know, that's something to think about. The cement poles, like you would think, would be good, but they were excellent all the time we hit them. Is up in Alaska, these halibut regulations, what is all that? I mean, you can't keep anything over 100, and what's the best eating size of those guys, 40, 50, or the smaller ones?
Rob from Kingfisher?
Yeah, good morning, Chuck. So the limits in Alaska are certainly widespread. In our areas, we're Area 2C, and what we have there is what's called a reverse slot limit, and you can keep a fish up to a certain length, and then the length that's from that to an upward length is the catch and release. So for us, we can keep something up to and equal to 40 inches or over 80 inches. And the best eating, you know, definitely those 20 to 30, 40, you know, right in there, that's the best.
How big is a 40-inch halibut?
You get into the 20s for sure, so, you know, definitely the good eating.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice size, and plenty of fish to take home.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Great, and if you're lucky enough to catch one of those giants.
Yeah, yeah. That's like Gary.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Like Gary every time?
A trophy, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. The world-famous Steve from L.A. is here. Steve, step up to the mic. Thanks for coming down to the Hyatt today.
Yeah, Steve? It was really a treat to hear Al. This
yeah, for sure. Cool. We haven't heard from Al in years.
Okay, I'll give up on the fishing game. But
come on now.
The boats every day that go out, they have to fill out forms for the Department of Fish and Game. And they tell them where they caught their fish, how much they caught there and all that, and what they caught in the day. So I know the data's there, so I don't understand why they're telling the public to send us data. The reefs are productive. They're for years, and although that some of them do move, you know, because of wave action and stuff, but it seems to me that this is another plot to hurt the fishermen, and they're going to say, well, they used the data that they had for the areas that they protected against us, and I think they're trying to do that again. But anyway, that's just my thought.
That's your political statement.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I'm a big stick surf fisherman. I do both the shore. I fish the first wave, and I also fish the last wave because the big fish are in the last wave. Sharks and all those good things. Although I do catch and release. But there's a guy here. He's from Corpus Christi, Nick Myers. He's on the internet and stuff. But he's here for the first time, and he has a seminar this afternoon. I think at the Daiwa Saltwater Tank at 2:00. And I just, if anybody
You're
else
going.
Is interested, I'm going because he's got a lot of interesting product and a lot of interesting ideas.
Cool. That's anyway. A good tip, Bart. Yeah. Thanks, T. Appreciate you coming down.
Yes.
That's going to be quite a seminar, right? A good one.
Well, yeah. Now, first of all, he said the saltwater tank, and we all go, oh, yeah, sure. Nobody has a saltwater tank except the Fred Hall Show. That's it.
That's pretty
We
cool.
do that in conjunction with Cal State Northridge. I built that tank a long time ago, donated it back to them. They bring it here. They fill it with filtered seawater. They bring all their pet fish in. There's a juvenile black sea bass in there.
Cool.
If you haven't been by to see that, you should because it's really cool. And he grew a little bit since last year, but not much. Well, it gives you a sense of how long it takes for that fish to get to where the traditional, what we used to see in Catalina, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
all.
Why
we need protection
for
them.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but on the Daiwa saltwater tank right in front there, there's a nice schedule that will tell you what's going on. And that's a really unique tool.
How many seminars are there at the Fred Hall Show?
Well, there's over 400.
400 seminars.
Yeah, in 5 days. It's amazing. I mean, you have the Mammoth Lake Seminar area. You go down to the lagoon. You have the Hobie Kayaks. You have the Daiwa Casting in the lagoon. You have the Accurate main seminar stage where you have the Dave Hansen Experience and other things. You have the Akuma, of course, saltwater tank. You have the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe. You have the Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics Seminars. You know, it's...
They're everywhere.
It's hard not to... And the lineup this year is so good. Mike has done a really good job. I pretty much just do the freshwater stuff. And it's been... we're really proud of this seminar schedule. And going into Del Mar, too, where a lot of really good speakers, some that we've never had before. So it's really interesting.
Fantastic.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more stand-up mic questions, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling in Dolly Varden. both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.